Ben Amberg with you on your Tuesday afternoon update program on Double K Country. Once again, joining us on updates, Patrick Davis. Thanks so much for your time once again.
Yeah, thank you, Ben.
So, let's get into this a little bit. Received information that we got this management intensive grazing school coming up in early May in Appleton City. Tell us a little bit about who this is focused on.
So this is something we do throughout the area annually in different spots, and this year this is fairly new to do it in Appleton City. We haven't done it since I've been in this area. I don't think we've done it in the Appleton City area, but it's a management intensive grazing school. And so basically this is for livestock producers that want to become more efficient in grazing their forage and learn the tools of the trade from a grazing standpoint. And this is a very basic school, but it's really for any livestock producers to do. It's a partnership with Natural Resource Conservation Service, MU Extension, Missouri Forage and Grasslands Council. Soil and Water Conservation Districts are also involved as well. And basically what we're going to do is we're just going to talk about various management practices of management-intensive grazing. Grazing cattle. It's primarily going to be cattle, but a lot of the things that we talk about would go towards any other grazing livestock, whether it be sheep, goats, small ruminants, or cattle. And so some of the topics we're going to talk about are basically the whole arts and science of grazing as you would manage your pastures and things like that. We're going to talk about the soil management, soil fertility, and talk about plant growth, forage quality, persistence, fencing and watering, which can be very important as you set up a grazing system. We're also going to focus on the livestock side of it, looking at forage resources as it relates to your livestock, the nutrition of your livestock, grazing on pastures, and kind of hit that from both sides, looking at the forage side as well as from the livestock side. We're also going to look at layout and design of a grazing system. And so when you get done with this grazing school, you should have a pretty basic idea on there's a lot of things that go into putting in a grazing system for your livestock. And so this layout and design portion should give you some ideas there. We'll talk about the economics of management-intensive grazing, and so our ag business specialist, the MU Extension, will be talking about that. Also, with these grazing schools, we give a lot of opportunities for hands-on activities during these grazing schools because we feel in addition to the classroom portion, there needs to be that as well to help with the understanding of management-intensive grazing and why it's important to a livestock operation to efficiently manage the grazing of that forage, because it is important from a profitability standpoint in your operation. And so we'll actually be touring two farms, and then we'll also on one of those farms go through an exercise where the participants will actually determine how much forage they need to have for those, for a specific set of cattle for a 24-hour period. And so we'll go through that process and kind of look at that. Both of these grazing operations are in the St. Clair County area. They're actually a little closer to Lowry City, but in between Lowry City and Appleton City up in that area. And so both of these operations, both of the cattle producers, livestock producers, actually one of them has sheep and one of them has cattle and sheep, one of them has cattle and the other one has cattle and sheep. And so basically we have the opportunity to look at both of those species, and these producers are very, very well knowledgeable in management intensive grazing. And so be a good opportunity for people to visit with these producers, both these producers, to gain more knowledge in that area as well. So.
Yeah, an opportunity to learn a number of topics and then hands-on experience with the Management Intensive Grazing School coming up May 7th through the 9th. So, of course, with some of that being hands-on at those two farms, again, make sure to dress for those weather conditions, whatever they may be at that time.
Yeah. Yeah, as far as how this school's laid out, we will have a classroom portion, and that will be at the Forest Park building in Athlone City. And like Ben, you said, May 7th through the 9th, and we'll start at the Forest Park building there in Athlone City. There obviously is a cost for this. Mm-hmm. The way we handle the cost on it is basically $200 per person, and then $100 for each additional person that's going to register for the event on the same farm. And so basically, and you would share materials. And so, like, if it was a couple like that, it would be $200 for the first person, $100 for the second person, and you'd share materials. Or if it was like a father son or something, or however that works. But that registration, we want that done by May 2nd. And that registration, I understand the cost is kind of high, but that includes, we'll have meals each of those 3 days. We'll have refreshments. We'll also, that registration includes your grazing handbook, forage and weeds, the pastures, that's a guide. The watering systems for serious grazers, that's a guide as well. And then electric fencing for serious grazers. All of these will kind of be talked about in the grazing school. And then a grazing stick. And so I understand the cost is high, but you get all those materials, plus you get the hands-on activity and the education of learning more about management intensive grazing to take back to your operation. And so, again, the cost is $200 for the first person on the farm and $100 for every additional person sharing materials. And basically, to register for this, you can do it online. If you go to MU Extension Events and probably type in Management Intensive Grazing School in Athlone City, that'll probably, if you do that in Google, that'll probably bring you to the website, the registration website. The other opportunity to register is you can contact the St. Clair County MU Extension Center in Osceola at 417-646-2419 and register that way. If you have any issues or questions related to registration, you can always contact me by email. That's Davis, M as in Michael, P as in Patrick, at missourispelledout.edu.
All right. So, again, each of those days, classes begin at about 9 a.m. And then with everything, approximate, end of session, I guess, end of those days, about 4:30 or so.
Right. That is correct. We'll start sharp at 9 a.m. every day. And depending on how things go, 4:30, 5 o'clock, we should be done. We may be done a little earlier. Just kind of depends on the day and the activities.
All right. So, again, Management Intensive Grazing School. Register by May 2nd, you said, and the days of it are the 7th through the 9th. Anything else you'd like to mention? We got everything covered?
I think we did. Thank you, Ben, for having me on. And like I always say, if you have any questions related to livestock or forage or grazing, you can always contact me at the Cedar County MU Extension Center, 417-276-3313, or by email at Davis, that's D-A-V-I-S, M as in Michael, P as in Patrick, at missouri.edu.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you for having me on.
Again, that was MU Extension Livestock Field Specialist Patrick Davis joining us on our update program this Tuesday afternoon.